Eureka-based writer Amy Stewart titled her most recent book, Wicked Bugs, but she readily acknowledges she uses that term with, in her words, the civilian definition.
Technically, a true bug is a particular kind of insect, but this book contains not only insects, but also spiders and scorpions and even worms, centipedes, millipedes, so all kinds of things that do not have the right number of even legs to call themselves an insect.
Just how many of these wicked little beasties are there?
There are over 100 that I discuss in some depth, and then they have their assorted relatives that might get a mention here and there. For something to be wicked, under my definition, it had to have a terrible impact on human lives and human affairs. So it had to be very dangerous to us personally or devastating on a large catastrophic scale in such a way that it changed the course of human affairs, often for the worst.
That may seem like a lot, but Stewart points out it's only a tiny fraction of the million-plus known insect species on the planet.
Most bugs can't harm us at all. They do all kinds of good in the world. They couldn't hurt us if they wanted to. Believe it or not, it actually took some effort to round up 100 that I thought we can justifiably be afraid of.
That list includes such exotic bugs as the Death Watch beetle, the Brazilian wandering spider, and the Formosan subterranean termite. But there are also some familiar names, among them the deer tick, bed bug, black widow, and most deadly of all, according to Stewart, the mosquito.
The mosquito has to be the most wicked bug in the world in terms of the number of people that it's killed, because it transmits not just malaria, but something like 1 in 5 insect-transmitted diseases are transmitted by mosquitoes. So they just inflict large-scale pain and suffering all over the world.
Yet it was her research into another common pest that left Stewart most upset.
Roundworm was one of the bugs on the list, and I had put it on the list early after having done some research. When I finally got around to writing about it, I thought, roundworm, really? Is that so bad? I mean, they're large, and they live in your stomach and or your intestines, and that's kind of awful, but they don't really cause any other diseases, just discomfort. And then I found out that 1 in 4 people on the planet are infested with roundworms. And I was just horrified. I was heartbroken. It just showed me the extent to which we in this country are so fortunate. We've taken care of all these problems with medications and vaccines and pesticides and clean water and clean sanitation. We've done so much, but we've not seen fit to share that with the rest of the world. And I think that was the biggest and most heartbreaking surprise of all.
Working from her far north coast home, Stewart relies heavily on interlibrary loans to do her research, along with talkative entomologists.
For every one of these weird little, sometimes gross and frightening bugs, somewhere there is an entomologist who has made it their life's work to study and to disseminate information about them. And those people are very happy to get on the phone with someone and talk about what they do and what the bugs do.
Reactions to her creepy, crawly subject matter tend to split between immediate revulsion and morbid fascination, Stewart says. Fortunately, there are enough of the latter to keep her publisher happy. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.